You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Hey, thanks for being here. It's all about changing lives. The Obesity Revolution is changing lives. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Listen, Brandon, the Obesity Revolution has changed not only my life, but it's changed hundreds of people's lives, if not thousands of people's lives. And that's why we're doing this. But you know what we're going to do right there in this episode is we're going to sit down with people that are actually, they sweat with us today. Not you, because you were looking at us sweat. As me, they were sweating with me today, and you were just laughing in a sinister, you know, that's it. But we're going to sit down with some incredible people, like Mark, who was in a size 7X shirt, Brandon, and find out where he's at now. You don't want to miss this. We're going to talk to Steve. He had a heart attack and was in a dark period of life, depression. I'm excited to see how all these lives are coming. It sort of gives us a reminder, doesn't it, Brandon?
It's inspiration to see how far these individuals have come.
People on the podcast are talking back to us and giving us reviews, Brandon, just like this from Tanya Morgan, who, by the way, she's part of the online program. She's doing incredible. So here's what she had to say. This is a review. She said, "Your podcast is brilliant. You're saving lives, Sean and Brandon. You're saving my life and teaching people with weight issues that it's okay to heal and move ahead and live like most people with obesity have been through and a lot of trauma. I'm blessed to have come across your loving Obesity Revolution. I'm slowly learning it's okay to be me. Thank you, Sean, and thank you, Brandon, because so many of us have hid ourselves away because no one really understands what you two do." I'm excited for all of this.
Wow. Thank you, Tanya.
Tanya, we love you. She made her first video. She's cooking the meals. She's even sharing pictures with us on the online program and listening to our podcast. That gives me chills, man. That's worth it. I mean, seriously, that's worth it. So, Brandon, let's get into it. We are sitting down with two of the members of the Obesity Revolution and Prescription Fitness. We got Mark Thomas and we got Steve McQueen. No, I'm just joking. But we got two right here, Mark and Steve. And I want to start with you, Mark, okay? How did you find what we're doing? And how has this changed your life? How has Brandon changed your life? Let's go into that right now, Mark.
Well, I discovered the Obesity Revolution on Channel 2 News. He was doing an interview with Mandy Murphy. And it took me approximately 2 months to have enough courage to come in.
Right.
And it was a huge positive step.
It was.
Yes.
And you've seen us on Fox, too. You've seen my ugly mug on Fox,
yes.
too, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
God, you didn't have to agree with that, Mark. Come on. So how, since you've come, it took you 2 months to get the courage up, right?
Yes.
So how has it changed your life, and how much weight have you lost since working with Brandon?
It's changed my life in a positive way. I'm just past being here 6 months, and I'm down 142.
Wow.
142 in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing to me, Mark. I mean, you came in today, I thought you were like Hercules or something walking in here, especially with that nice, you know, shirt, as everybody can see.
Right.
I mean, you looked like a different person. And I remember a story real quick, and I want to sort of touch on this. You came in there, you said your wife used to buy you workout clothes.
Yes.
And what? Tell everybody about that.
We had our special sizes. I was up to about a 7X size.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she got you clothes, but you didn't do nothing with them.
I didn't have enough courage.
Wow.
And now those clothes are swimming on them.
Right.
You had to pitch them pretty much, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, see that man, Brandon? I know he's changed my life. for somebody else out there that's listening to this and watching this, how has he changed your life?
He's been a true inspiration. I would recommend anybody that's considering changing their life and trying to eliminate obesity to please give him a call. It was a big step for me.
And just to elaborate a little bit on Mark here, Mark's done a whole lot more. One, 142 pounds lost in 6 months is pretty intense. You know, I could care less how fast somebody loses weight or how long it takes them. I care that the weight we get off, we do it in a healthy manner and that we keep it off forever. But Mark's done that, and he's done it at a significant rate. But not only has he done that, when he came in, diagnosed type 2, diabetic, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, insulin, were you on metformin?
Yes.
Multiple medications for that. So not only has he dropped the weight, he has actually completely gotten off his medication for his type 2 and has a perfectly level A1C, which it means he's no longer a type 2. So it goes with our theory of we get you healthy first. Once we get your body in line and it working the way it should, we lose weight as a byproduct. And Mark is a great, great example of that.
Mark, final word. I want you looking at camera right now, and I want you to say to somebody out there that's struggling where you were, give them some motivation.
If you want to change your life, you need to contact these people. Everybody in this group is a pure inspiration to me.
And you know what? You inspire me.
Absolutely.
You inspire all of us. You inspire Brandon, Mark.
You have a big inspiration on me, too.
Wow.
Yes.
Mark, you're my brother, and I love you. 142 pounds gone forever, right?
Right.
And now he looks like Mr. USA. Seriously, he's a different person. And you can do it too, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody can.
Anybody can.
And you waited for 2 months and you sat there, got the courage up, and you reached out. That's what I'm talking about.
And last thing, just for people listening, I know it took you a while to reach out, and the majority of people we come across, it usually does. Looking at what you know now, would you started the day of?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So don't wait.
Don't let any more time go by.
Don't let the grass grow underneath your feet.
Right.
That's right. Good.
There's no better time than the present.
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, what size shirt are you wearing now?
This is a standard XL, 48.
Well, from a 7 to an XL. Yeah. See, I asked that because when I first started, I was in a 6X.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a size 58 pants.
Right.
My waist.
I was a size 64.
Yeah.
And I could barely get them on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Mark, you're awesome, man.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So we'll go to Steve. Steve, did you find the Obesity Revolution, and Brandon and us? Will tell a little bit about background and where you started at and how your life's changed.
Oh, wow. You don't have time for how my life has changed, but actually God brought Obesity Revolution to me, to be honest. He did. I met Brandon, 2 years before I actually started with you. I joined Exist Gym. I joined the gym where he was actually working at the time. And I had 2 free sessions with the trainer. And he and I just kind of made a connection and exchanged numbers and stuff like that. And I went to my sessions, and I went to the gym for a while. Mm-hmm. But kind of fell off like a lot of people do. I didn't have that... I don't know what you call it. I didn't have that motivation. I didn't have anybody to work out with. And,
community.
You know, I didn't have that family.
Right.
So I kind of fell off. Well, I continued to follow Brandon and, you know, seeing what he was doing. And then I seen what you guys were doing and on the Today Show. And you kind of started the, not really a contest, but where you were taking on 10 people and all of that. Well, then out of the blue, Brandon actually called me and was, you know, what are you doing? And I was in a really dark place in my life at that time. I was very depressed. When I first started my journey in 2003, I was 33 years old. I had a heart attack. And that's when I first started losing my weight. I was 404 pounds at the time. And my daughter was just born. And I'm like, I've got too much to live for. I'm not going to do this. So I started losing weight. And I lost quite a bit through a divorce and all of that. I put on 100 pounds back. And when I met Brandon, or when Brandon and I reconnected, I was at 301 pounds. And my daily regimen was 6 ibuprofen, 2 extra strength Tylenol, and 2 uncoated aspirin every morning and every night before I went to bed. And Brandon was just like, what? But he told me, he said, after a couple weeks with me, that'll stop. And it did. I mean, I have no inflammation, no pain when I get up. You know, it just...
What was your highest weight again? What was your highest?
404.
404. And where are you at now, Steve?
As of today, I'm 234.
234.
Mm-hmm.
And your life's changed, huh?
Absolutely.
And you said something about support, you know what I mean, and community.
Oh, yeah.
And acceptance, right? We mm-hmm. are a family, right? Would you
Absolutely.
Have said that?
Yeah.
I mean, we encourage each other when Brandon puts us through mm-hmm. the workouts,
the
like we just experienced a glorification workout.
Right.
It's changed. And so your whole demeanor has changed. Your whole attitude has changed,
it
right?
It has. It has.
And
yeah.
so you're down right now to what, 242? Is that what you said?
No, 232.
Two, okay. Well,
234,
I gave you two, 10 extra pounds.
Yeah.
But anyways, at your highest was 4 what?
404.
Wow.
I was a size 58 pants and I'm in a 36 now.
So what do you have to say? Well, that's awesome. What do you have to say about Brandon? I mean, how...
He's a godsend, and he's genuine. Mm-hmm. I mean, when, you know, a lot of trainers are just in it for the job aspect of it, you know, the pride of saying, oh, I'm a personal trainer, I'm a physical trainer, or whatever it may be. This guy's not like that.
No.
I mean, he's in it because he has a compassion for people and the quality of their life, and he's... Sorry, he's given my quality back. I have quality of life now, and I feel like I have worth. And I can't even thank you enough.
No, I appreciate you. You know, it's I want to invest in people, and it's always nice. So we've had this conversation with Sean, you know, and there are people that come to the program or come to trainers in general half-heartedly, you know, and. You always enjoy when you get somebody who truly wants to give it 100%, and then the results show in that. So it's an absolute pleasure to work with individuals like these guys who give you that. So you guys make me look better than I am too. So the reason I contacted Steve, he was actually part of our, you know, what you want to call it, trial group. Mm-hmm. So when I first met Sean, we know I started working with severely obese individuals, and then I know we need more than just Sean, because we all know everybody's uniquely made, and the one size fits all, as we talk about, doesn't work. So I figured I'd take 10 people on to try to figure out what else was needed, and that'd give me a pretty good idea if I could create a program that worked. And we took on 10 people. As usual, you know, life happens, things happen. 2 or 3 of those 10 fell off, and I wanted to replace those because mm-hmm. around 10 is what I wanted to work with. And when I looked to replace those, I just remember having that meeting with Steve, and I felt it in my heart that he may be a good person to join this group, and I was right, and mm-hmm. do that, and that's how I reached out to Steve to work with him.
Well, that's a little bit of a lie. You wanted to take 4 on, and then your heart was
that's
so
right.
big that you took
well,
on.
Yeah.
He said, "I can't take on 4." You took on 10, so
yeah.
mm-hmm. you didn't have to replenish. You did, because you're Brandon. That's
right.
the bottom line.
Right.
I mean, seriously, the obesity revolution has changed my life. You know what I mean?
It's Brandon changed my life.
But Brandon has, I mean, yeah, you're training high performance athletes, for crying out loud. And now he's low performance people. You know what I'm saying? We're like, man, we're couch potatoes. And Brandon's like getting us up and going and putting us through 3 workouts at a time. But anyways, Steve, final word. Why don't you look into the camera and tell people how their life can change and what they need to do. If they're struggling or somebody struggling just like you,
mm-hmm.
tell them.
I think if I have to give you a word, I know myself when I first started, it was kind of a life and death thing. And I knew that if I was going to have any quality of life, if I was going to have a life and allow my daughter to grow up with a father, I was going to have to make some changes. And I did that. And, you know, I did some measures. I got a nutritionist and things like that, and, you know, started exercising and things. I never had any kind of surgeries or gimmicks or anything like that. But when you see it coming off, that motivates you. And, you know, if you don't have a fit family like I have right now, find one. But if you, say, have a small child or whatever that you can still get out and push in a stroller, get out and push that child in the stroller, because you're not only bonding with them, you're getting your exercises as well. You know, same thing with a pet or whatever. But keep in mind that we all have ups and downs. I've had many ups and downs, even recently. But if you...
You can eat catfish fried.
Right. And to be completely honest, because we're family and we're completely honest with one another, I ate my weight in fried catfish last night. And
he was swimming in here. I seen him.
My acid reflux is kicking my butt today.
I thought you were going to say something else. You said ass. I thought you were anyways. But thanks, Steve. Yeah, thank you so much. That's great. And Mark, tour champions and warriors, and we're in here to go through the workouts that we have to go through. You are warriors. And so thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And I love you. And I honor you, Steve. And I honor you, Mark.
Thank you.
Seriously, that's 400 pounds between two people.
Can I say one last thing? My granddad used to always tell me, if it is to be, it is up to me. So you can do this.
Good.
It's up to you to do it.
There you have it. You can do this. Come on. Join the obesityrevolution.com. Come into the gym if you're in St. Louis. Come on. You can do it, right?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Well, this is going to be a three-part show. We have two down and we got four more to go. So wait and listen to the next ones. You don't want to miss it. Follow us on our social media. Our podcast is streaming everywhere. It's streaming on iHeartRadio. It's streaming on Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. Anywhere your favorite streaming, you can find the Obesity Revolution Podcast. And follow us on our social media. We're there for you. Reach out and go to theobesityrevolution.com. On behalf of me and Brandon, get healthy
and stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean. #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.